It's Wednesday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
This is going to be a weird voice day for me.
Why is that?
Because my voice hurts from scream singing last night.
What did you do last night, Jeffrey?
Oh, what did I do last night? I went to a concert with the opening band of Point North, who wasn't as bad as I thought. Asking Alexandria, who was pretty good.
Yep.
And A Day to Remember, who is always phenomenal.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So much fun. Speaking of the concert last night, when we were in the pit, and there was like, everyone get on everyone's shoulders. That do you remember that? When all the girls were getting on the guy's shoulders.
Okay, yeah.
I saw a fat emo girl boobs.
Oh.
Didn't mean to. Didn't need to. Don't want to again. But it happened.
I haven't seen a flasher since Tech N9ne. So that's 2013?
Yeah, I wish I could say the same.
So you moshed, and I did not.
I had a lot of fun.
I walled for the mosh pit.
You stood in the outskirts and made sure nobody busted into the normal people.
Yeah, exactly. I had fun pushing the crazies back into the thing and making sure people were safe on the other side.
I was hanging out with these two dudes. They were like my size, and they're just bearded, just burly dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they saw a pit open up somewhere, they went, I want to be over there. And they started pushing that way. So I'd be like, all right, I'm coming with you. This is going to be great.
For the song Paranoid.
Paranoia.
Paranoia. He asked for the world's biggest mosh pit. And this is the story I was going to tell you on the way home. I'm like, I can't. I have to save it. I found myself next to a crowd of 40-year-olds.
Oh, no.
And I felt really like, oh, no, this isn't where I want to be yet. I questioned jumping in there just to, you know, get away from them, but I didn't. I was, like, you know, trying to rock out and have fun, that, like, besides being in the pit, you know, doing...
Punking. Jump around.
Yeah. None of them were even jumping or
feeling
there
it.
Were no hands up. There was nothing. They were just standing there listening to music.
You were in the dead pocket.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I know
I
they
felt
asked.
Old and gross.
Old and gross. Did you feel like that lady that was sitting in the balcony with the gray hair?
Honestly, she probably had a better time than these people I was around.
Wow.
Yeah.
How quickly were you able to get away from them?
It was probably a song or two later.
No.
Yeah.
I know they asked for the biggest mosh pit ever, but I don't
think they achieved it.
No. I remember... I have been in a mosh pit there that, you know where the sound booth is? Like 3/4 of the way back towards the t-shirt stand?
Yeah. And for the record, we were at the Armory.
The Armory. This pit was from the two rows from the stage, so like from the riot gates to the sound guys.
That's a big pit.
I'm not saying that was the biggest in the world.
No, but that...
But it was bigger than the one last night.
Because that place probably can hold.
Just about.
Yeah.
Pits are fun, though. I like them.
I like to watch them.
They're entertaining. There's always one guy that, like, goes in the middle of it and just starts flailing his fucking arms around.
Yeah.
You always got to wait for the bigger guy to come through and just give him a solid elbow.
I want to just kind of pitch my idea to these people and just see, you know.
I don't think those are the right people to pitch it to.
Okay.
You could have pitched it to the 40-year-olds when you were there.
Oh, I meant these people on the...
Oh, okay, yeah. You could pitch it to these people.
Yeah, those people at the concert would not have bought into my idea, no.
The people that you stood with for those two songs, though.
They would be all for it.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is live music, but you just chill out. You know, there's just a bunch of, we'll call it VIP-ish, like, sections that you, like... Go with 5 people or so, and you just rent that area, or your ticket gets you that area, and you just hang out, you just chill out, and just watch the live music perform.
How would they separate the areas? Would they just like grid off the whole floor with tape? Like this person bought this 6x6 square.
I was thinking the red velvet ropes. So like
you're thinking really fancy.
I mean it.
I mean bean bags, hookahs.
Yeah. I mean yeah. I guess so, because you'd also, you know, you don't want to have to get up. So you're going to have, like, bottle service and, like, maybe not bottle service, but, like, people, waiters.
What if, because I don't think that would take over right away, but I think people would buy into it. I think you'd have to start by doing a section of the floor that way and then have, like, solid.
I feel like that would get too out of hand. I feel like that's mingling with the undesirables a little bit too much.
No, you got to put the riot gates up, though. Like, they got the riot gates up front for security to stand behind and catch crowd surfers. Put them on the side, too. Okay. Like, split it down the middle so you got the people chilling and the people moshing.
Yeah, I don't know. The people moshing, I don't think, would care about the riot bars.
They would not abide by the rules.
I think there's a little bit, there's too many high and drunk people that would, you know, get a little snarky and, you know, cause problems.
Yeah.
As nice as those people may be, I don't think they'd appreciate the...
Well, you could use the extra money that you make for selling these luxury, high-class, chill-out tickets on the floor to pay for more security.
True. In my head, these aren't luxury things. This would...
Sounds like luxury.
This would be the cost of a normal ticket.
Relative to what we had last night, I think it's luxury. Like, we were on a concrete floor.
Yeah.
Covered in cups and booze.
We're still on a concrete floor.
No, we're not. We're on a carpet.
No, in the...
Oh, yeah. In this scenario.
Yeah.
Concrete floor, but you got bean bags.
Yep.
You got a bunch of weed. Probably got waiters.
In legal states.
Of course.
Yeah, and you got to tip your waiters. Your waiters are hourly, so, like, that's not covered in the... You know, it's just like how if you go to the bar at the venue, you have to pay the bar and...
Even better, you can have, so we're splitting this floor in half right now.
Yep.
You got the moshers and the hoity-toities.
Yeah. Undesirables and normal people.
Yep. The miscreants and the average Joes.
Yeah.
Cut the average Joes in half, front and back. The ones up front are luxury, so like all-inclusive. And then the ones in back are just like the other ones.
I can get behind that. But to start off with, I don't think you can split it half and half with the hoity-toities and the undesirables, because I don't think you're going to get the true representation of what I want, which is basically the living room experience, but with the live band there.
Well, that would be, because you'd get to see the crowd, too. Even, oh, I got another idea for you.
Okay.
So there's no way that the undesirables, so you say, can get to the desirable side.
Yeah.
It's elevated. They are 10 feet up on a platform.
Okay, now we're just getting to the boxes that already exist, though.
Right, but it's on the floor.
But it's not, because you're 10 feet up.
So it would be a true living room experience, because there's no cameras. Like, you're not going to be able to watch a concert from a floor unless you're watching, like, a GoPro person.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be above, you get to see the crowd, you get to see the band, and you're right next to them.
And it's all over the sound booth.
There you go.
Because I feel like the sound people, if you're above them, you got the perfect angle down.
That is a pretty good angle.
Yeah. But I feel like that's just too much of the already existing box experience. Mm. I want 150 plus people just chilling out in their own grid.
You want a hippie show.
Yeah.
That's what I've decided.
Yeah, I want a hippie show, but with all sorts of variants of live music.
Tell us what you think, listeners. What do you think of Jack's hippie show variant live music?
Yeah, I mean, you do it with comedy shows and stuff like that, where you sit back and you just watch the live performance, and then you get up and leave. It's nice.
It's nice. I'm sure you could convince some people. You just got to convince the right people.
And it doesn't have to be beanbags. That was just the idea I threw out last night. Some sort of recliner. That'd be nice.
Ooh, massage chairs.
I don't like massage chairs, but...
I don't either.
I'll let you spend another $50 for us to swap out the chair for you.
There's endless numbers of expenses that you can add on.
Yeah.
This could be a moneymaker.
Yep.
Did you... I feel like you had another thing to tell me from the concert last night that you didn't mention.
I don't think so. I wrote down feeling old next to the non-moshers.
You know what would have made you feel not old?
Elmar's Pizza?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say crowd surfing.
Oh. Yeah, no, that I almost got the nerve to crowd surf towards the end of the show, but I'm like, nah.
Nah.
I just don't trust people.
Oh, you shouldn't. There was a guy that got dropped on his head like 2 feet away from me.
Yeah. Like, I was the main reason a lot of people kept going, and there weren't a lot of other people like me around.
You also weren't very close to the front. Like, once you get close to the front, there's so many people packed in that there's no shot they can drop. There's no room for you to be dropped.
Yeah. But I would have had to cross over the mosh to get to the that like safe zone.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Yeah. You got to start like on the side or at the front of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was this one time, you remember at Warped Tour, they had the stages and then people just kind of go all the way back away from the stage, like, you know, like a normal concert would be.
Yeah.
You know how normal people stand. I started at about the sound booth and got carried all the way to the front. And it was fantastic.
How did you get to the sound booth? You were like way up there to start off with.
No, this wasn't last night.
Oh, okay.
This was Warped Tour 2012. So it was a smaller me, also a more daring me. It was fun. I think that was my second time crowd surfing, and it was great.
You think you've grown since 2012?
Out.
Oh, okay.
2012, I was a sophomore in high school. We were sophomores, right?
Sure. Yeah, let's go with it.
It was summer before sophomore year. So I was probably 160 pounds.
Still 5'7"?
5'8", thank you. Might be shrinking with all the barbells I put on my back. Just crushing my spine down little by little.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen to me. It never did. Actually, it did a little bit. I fractured my lower back from squatting. So it did kind of happen a little bit.
There's nothing quite like Rash's story. John Rash.
Oh, yeah.
Loses 2 inches because he
jumped off a bridge.
Used to be 6'3", now he's 6'1". That's awesome.
So the pizza. You want to get into it because you wouldn't share any of your thoughts with me?
Yes, it was good.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Elmar. There's your review.
Mr. Elmar is, as I told him, a pizza wizard. Tonight we had the chicken pesto pizza.
Yep. By far my favorite chicken pizza we've had from them thus far.
Yes. And I am going to go as far as to say it was my fourth favorite pizza that we've had from them overall. Beating out notably the garbage pie, the white pie, and the meat pie.
I would say it beats all those out for me as well. But I'm not a big fan of garbage pies. Not because I just think it's too many toppings.
It's just a little messy for you.
It's too many toppings.
Never enough. But I have it right behind the regular Sicilian.
Wow.
So it went spicy Sicilian, cheese, regular, and then chicken pesto pizza.
I have no idea where any of mine are. I just know I like them all. This one is better than the white pie for me. It's better than the garbage pies for me. It's my favorite chicken we've had.
I like writing them down because...
Oh, I take it back. I think I like the chicken parm better.
You like the chicken parm better?
But not by a lot.
The chicken parm was really good. You didn't like the barbecue chicken better?
No. It was... I don't know. It was good, but it was just... It didn't blow me away. It was like a normal chicken barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. I like writing them down because I can relive all of my experiences eating them. And I think like some of them would probably be ranked differently if I was a normal person. Like the chicken parm pizza might be ranked higher if I didn't eat the entire half of it on the way back to see you.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I felt like shit for like 6 hours afterwards. Oh my goodness. You know when Mr. Krabs makes SpongeBob make a bunch of old Krabby Patties and everyone gets sick, they all turn into yellow zombies?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never saw that one.
It's a thing. It was probably one of the newer ones, like right after the great SpongeBob and the transition to bad SpongeBob.
I heard a good quote the other day, and it was, it's too bad that they only made 2 seasons of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even a thinker. I just had to think about it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Zombies. Oh, yeah. Zombie fish.
And then SpongeBob got all scared when he looked out and saw they all had extendo bellies. They were just walking around like yellow zombies with dots on them, and their bellies were all poking out really, really far. That's what I felt like.
Oh, with the chicken parm.
Yeah,
I'm like,
with the chicken parm. But with this pizza, it like... There is a lot of stuff on the pizza.
Yeah, you ate a whole half.
I ate a whole half, and I feel great. I feel happy about it.
It's a healthy pizza.
There's spinach and tomatoes and chicken. It's, I mean, I said it before I stopped saying things about the
There's
pizza.
There's pesto.
There's pesto. It's literally just food on pizza crust.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
I can't wait for his bowl of cereal pizza.
His cinnamon toast pizza.
Yeah.
What amazed me about this one is how moist it was. People hate the word moist, but it was moist.
Yeah.
How moist it was without sauce.
It was a perfect juiciness without being too juicy. It had everything going for it. I highly enjoyed this pizza.
Plus, it's got olive oil on it, and I love the taste of olive oil.
So it made me think of my mom. My mom's like, I want to go and get it, but I don't want to get like just a classic pepperoni, which I told her, I'm like, the pepperoni's incredible. So
it is.
Don't knock it like that. But I would bring my mom.
Yeah, if there was... There's like 2 specialty pizzas that we haven't tried. But out of the ones we have tried, if someone was going to ask, what specialty pizza should I try? It's this one. This one's amazing.
I'd have to ask the person. I'd be like, do you like vegetables? Because if their answer is yes, I would agree. Go with this one. But like, if you're not a fan of tomatoes or like basil or like herby kind of things, I'm going to point them towards the chicken parm.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd advise if they were going to get a chicken parm, just get a slice. Just hopefully there's one out on the counter for you. You can buy a slice.
Yeah, I feel like that might be just your own personal issues.
Yep, I do. I don't regret it. I regret how...
It sounds like you a little bit regret it.
Yeah, I regret it a lot. Yeah, it hurt. Yeah. That's probably the most pain I've been in after eating food.
It's been a while since even I've eaten that much. Like, I can't remember a time where I went, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
That's just about every Thanksgiving for me. Especially once Kristen and I started doing both Thanksgivings with both families.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want to be rude.
No, eat a ton at my parents' house, eat a ton more at her parents' house, and go,
Yeah.
But the last time I felt that full was definitely... Have I told the story of the Joey Nova's Pizza Challenge on this?
I don't think so.
It was Daniel and I that did it when we were 15. And the challenge was to eat a 19-inch, double-thick crust, 5-meat pizza in half an hour.
Too many toppings.
Yeah.
I mean, a pizza is a topping.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it was basically just a big meat pie, and it was good, not nearly as good as Elmar's meat pie, but we just tried so hard to win the challenge, and I ended up feeling so sick.
How much did that cost you? I feel like that's like $50.
No, it was like, I think it was $30.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yeah.
They got to be losing money on that challenge then.
They stopped doing it. But if you don't eat the whole thing, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Of course they lose money if you actually win. They told us that one person did it alone.
I mean, same person who orders that 5-pound burrito from Chipotle.
Shit, it might have been that
quad wrapped.
I can't imagine eating that much pizza. Or that much of anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, like, I got to eat a 19-inch pizza. I'd do that on the daily.
You eat a 19-inch pizza on the daily?
I could, but then, you know, 5 meats, double stacked, that turns into, you know, a lot more pizza. I couldn't do that.
The thing that gets me is like when you see these food challenges. You remember Man versus Food?
Yeah.
Great show.
Agreed.
When you see these food challenges and just pick up the food and hold it next to you and hold it next to your torso and like that's where it's supposed to fit into. That just doesn't seem right.
Well, your mouth is compressing, so.
Yeah, but even imagine putting it under a hydraulic press and just smushing it down all the way. It would still be like a basketball size worth of food.
Other than that pizza one, have you ever done one?
A food challenge?
Yeah.
There was like an unofficial challenge at it was a Mexican place. I'm trying to remember where it was. Might have been in Missouri or something. And it was a burrito in quotes as big as your head. And it wasn't like a challenge to eat it, but I remember I ate the whole thing and I was like, it wasn't as big.
The burrito, different size for different people that come in?
It should be, but I guess be a Kiana-sized burrito, a massive head.
The only one I did was the Buffalo Wild Wings, which looking back, I don't feel like that's really even a challenge anymore.
No,
I feel like everybody just like some, like people just order Blazin'.
I think it used to be a challenge. Like you used to get your picture on the wall.
Yeah, no, I think it still is a challenge, but like I think it's not challenging. Fair. There's so many like knockoff hot sauces that are far hotter than their Blazin'. Like I don't think it's a challenge anymore.
I think it is way more impressive to eat a large quantity of food than it is to eat extremely spicy food.
But fast.
Quickly. Yeah, I still think the quantity is more impressive. Just because once you bite into one terribly hot chicken wing,
yeah,
you can take the rest of them.
Yeah, you get a hot one, and then you know it just doesn't get hotter. You're meeting that same bar all the time. That's mm-hmm. fair. So I highly recommend the Pesto.
Elmar's Pizza.
In Plymouth, Minnesota. The other day, I hit you with a little thing, and I got to get your thoughts on it now.
Is this that 90s show?
It is.
Oh, shit.
So the people at home, Netflix has greenlit a spinoff TV show. As far as I know, it is only one season currently, and it is That 90s Show. And here is the synopsis. In 1995, Leah Foreman, daughter of Eric and Donna, is visiting her grandparents for the summer where she bonds with a new generation of Point Place, Wisconsin. Kids under the watchful eye of Kitty and stern glare of Red. What are your thoughts?
I am going to absolutely love this. It could be dog shit, and I will still eat it up. It's going to be great.
It is going to be filmed the same way as the original That 70s Show. So it's not going to be like on set kind of things that a lot of your Netflix sitcoms are. So I have high hopes for it.
I am extremely excited because all of the 70s references, I got them, mm-hmm. but I didn't fully get them. Like my dad would sit there and crack up because he lived through the 70s. That was literally his life.
Yeah.
Just in a different state. And not saying I lived through the 90s. I did, technically. But I'm going to get all the references. If they do the same stuff with music, like they had Zeppelin, they had Eric Clapton, they had just all the 70s rock guys. They're going to have Nirvana. They're going to have Foo Fighters. Like, it's going to be a grunge show.
Yeah.
And
I'm just very cautious of... I don't want them to be so many, like... Oh, that's what my mom and dad used to do. Oh, that's their thing. That's that was from the original show. Oh, like I don't want to. There's part of me that wants this and doesn't want this. I don't want her to go up the water tower because it's the water tower. I want her to go up the water tower to make her own mark on it because it's
like you want her to go up there because
it's the only thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't want it to come off like, that's what my parents did, so let's go see that. I want it to be like she's just like they did, that she's rebelling and kind of just like bored. So that's why she goes up the water tower.
I am hoping there is still a circle. I'm hoping that...
I got to imagine there will be at least one reference to it.
I'm going to... Do you know the age of Leia? Because if she's high school age, then there's got to be a circle, like a consistent one.
No, I don't, it does not say. All it says is greenlit for 10 episodes in 1995 is that.
So I don't need there to be
a
foreign kid.
I assume it's going to be high school aged. She probably got in trouble, and for summer break, she's being punished by going to the grandparents.
Well, if you think about it, Eric came back from quote-unquote Africa probably, 22 years old? Him and Donna got married.
Yeah.
They could have high school age kids. My question would be, is Kelso's kid going to make an appearance? Are Kelso and Jackie going to be a thing on the show again like they were in real life, or is he still going to be with, who is it, Bridget?
I got to imagine it's Bridget. I mean, that actress is not all that popular, but like she's a famous actress now. Hopefully, I got to assume that they'll keep the age difference, because that kid would be at least a year or two older, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if it was a boy or girl?
I want to say it was a...
I think it was a girl, wasn't it? I feel like that made him un-misogynistic.
Yeah, it was a girl, because okay. There was the scene where he walks up to the door saying to the father, "So me and your daughter are going to have consensual sex tonight." Gets punched in the face.
I mean, it's the 90s, so maybe there's some experimenting to make it also, you know, PC for today's generation of like, oh, we have to include all sexualities. And the 90s was kind of like that free-flowing same thing with the 70s is like, we're going to make out because it's punk and hot. You know, they could do that.
They could. There's so many things they could do. I wish Hyde didn't touch people.
Yeah.
Because then he could be on the show.
As the Leo of the group. That would have been awesome.
Oh, that'd be legendary.
Yeah.
What if Leo is still hanging around Point Place? Tommy Chong is still alive.
He, very good
Man's
point.
82 years old. But
yeah.
Who knows?
That's a good point. Chong's definitely coming back. I'm greenlighting
it. At least one appearance.
Yeah.
At least a cameo or something. Bob Pinciotti?
I don't know where I'm pulling this from, but didn't they move?
I don't think so.
No?
I thought they were always neighbors.
Yeah, but I guess I could be wrong, but I could have swore that at the end of the show...
I know his wife left, and then Midge came along.
No, Midge was the wife that left, and then he started dating Jackie's mom. And then and then Midge came back, I think. But as a different actress? Is this? I feel like this is...
There was a few inconsistencies in the show, such as Donna's little sister being in one episode and never coming back.
The very bad downfall of the first Eric's sister.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
I want to say Stacy, but I know that's not right.
Foreman's sister. Just call her Foreman's sister.
Yeah,
do you know the story behind why she left or why she was kicked off or what happened there?
I thought it was drug-related.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I think she got into, like, hard drugs.
Yeah, they switched that. Which is a shame, because the first one was, I think, played the part better than the second one. She was just nastier.
Yeah, I actually disagree. I think the second one plays that, like, gross. The first one is definitely a more, like, okay, I see why Kelso wants to hook up with her so much. The second one plays way harder into all of their, like, ugh, that's Foreman's sister. Like, you know?
So this is, you know, my obsession with Futurama and how I've seen it countless times through.
Yeah.
That 70s show is probably the one other show that I've watched multiple times front to back.
Yeah, I would consider that your Office.
Yep.
That's I'd your friends. That, yeah. That's your thing.
I was sad when it got taken off Netflix. Is it back on Netflix?
I don't know.
Because I would watch the shit out of that again.
I'll check right now. I mean, like, they've got to have some sort of deal, and they'll definitely bring it back before this comes out, which does not have a date yet. It is not.
It's not what? I forgot.
It's not on Netflix.
Oh. Yeah. My mind was just swimming in all the different possibilities. I forgot what I asked.
I just hope it's not. I mean, I liked The Ranch because The Ranch had a lot of those references and stuff like that, but I hope it's not The Ranch.
No, The Ranch first season was tough to get through just because, I mean, Ashton Kutcher with a country accent.
Yeah.
Come on. Second season, third season, even the fourth were pretty good, and then the last two just kind of...
I'd agree.
But yeah, there's so much they could do. I'm wondering who she's going to hang out with. Who's going to be hanging out in the basement with her? Is the basement going to be a similar set? Like the similar basement? Are they going to... Because Red and Kitty wouldn't have upgraded.
No, they would not have. I feel like there's going to be a lot more boxes.
More boxes.
Because they moved their two kids out, I guess. That's my only, like... I don't know.
Will Red still have the Corvette? Will they still have the Vista Cruiser?
Although man caves became a real big thing, I'd say, in the 90s. So maybe Red made it into his man cave and he gets all grumpy because she's taking it over again.
When is this supposed to come out?
It just got greenlit, so there's no... I'm sure it hasn't even been cast yet, except for Red and Kitty.
All right, what comes out first? The second Blue People Avatar or first season of that 90s show?
Second Blue People Avatar.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that comes out in 2022.
Does it?
Yeah, that already
I thought it got pushed to 23 again. Or not again, but like further back.
I could have swore they've had release dates 2022, 2023, and 2024. I'm looking real quick, but I'll... Yep, 2022. And then Avatar 3 is 2024. And then Avatar 4 is 2026.
There's a lot of like new movies and stuff always coming out. There's always new TV shows.
Yeah, that's how the media works.
Typically.
Yeah.
I don't care about most of them, but there's always a couple that I'm not going to miss. And I will not miss them when they come out.
Yeah, I also will not miss these movies.
Just in a different way.
Yeah.
No, I will absolutely see them in theaters, which I don't do very often. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see them in theaters because I don't think they deserve to be on the small screen. But I saw the first Avatar twice, once in 3D, once not in 3D. I never have to watch that movie ever again.
How many of the Bond movies have you seen?
I saw all of the Pierce, whatever his name is, movies. I saw maybe one of the Sean Connerys, and I've seen two of the current guy.
I have seen none of them. I'm so sick of hearing about them.
I don't like James Bond. Not into it.
I know the quote, Bond, James Bond, 007, blah.
Like, shaken, not stirred.
Sure. But I'm over it. Why do they have to have so many?
Yeah, I don't know. This is all rumor. It's out currently, but I have not seen it, and I will not see it. But the rumor is that he dies.
So this is the end of James Bond?
No. Daniel Craig didn't want to make this movie. He doesn't want to be James Bond anymore. And so they... And in today's cinema, you can't just restart without having an end. Like, audiences just don't have it. But that's how Bond has always been. It's just, they just stop and then start again with a different guy.
And apparently that's acceptable.
Yeah. But Craig is supposedly dying at the end of this one.
Well, keep beating the dead horse if it keeps spitting out money.
So you asked me what I did earlier today.
Yes, I did.
This is what I did. I watched 3.5 Halloween movies today, and I made notes on all of them, 4 pages worth of notes for each movie.
Why?
Because podcasting is a job, and it's not just sitting down in front of microphones.
Okay.
I'm prepping for the Halloween episode, and my God, is it a lot of repetition through these movies?
Is Joey prepping for the episode?
I don't think so.
Mm.
Now, you might be wondering why I only watched half of one of the movies.
I am wondering why you only watched half.
I got through half of it, and then I searched the continuity of the Halloween movies, and it turns out that there's like 4 different canons, and the only one that I care about for this episode is going to be relating to the new Halloween movies, which is only the first Halloween in 1978, the 2018 one, and then the one coming out this year. So I watched 1, 2, and 4, but I got halfway through 4 and then went to 2018.
So you went 1, 2, halfway through 4, 3?
No. So I went Halloween 1, 1978.
Okay.
Halloween 2, 1981. I think that's correct. And then I went Halloween 4, because Halloween 3 doesn't have anything to do with Michael Myers or Halloween anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that could be an important stepping stone.
It's not, especially because this isn't in the continuity. Continuity. I can't even say that word.
It's continuity now. That's how we say it.
So those movies don't have anything to do with the continuity, except for one. So I watched 2 and 4, half of 4,
found
out.
For no reason.
Yeah, for no reason. And then I watched the 2018 Halloween.
So 1978 and 2018.
Those are direct relatives. The other ones don't matter.
So is there going to be another one after 2018? Like, is there going to be a 2058? They're going to be 40 years apart?
The reason we're doing this one is because on October, it might be Halloween. It's probably Halloween, October 31st this year.
That is Halloween.
Yeah, thank you. A brand new Halloween movie comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will Charlie Brown Halloween be one of the movies that you watch?
Absolutely not.
Why?
The Great Pumpkin?
Yeah.
I could bury that movie and forget about it. I don't give a shit about Charlie Brown.
You know people are trying to cancel Charlie Brown?
So I've heard.
Have you actually heard about it?
Yeah, we were at the same comedy show.
Oh, that was that Bill Burr? Yeah. I thought sure that was some shit I watched on YouTube, but I was like,
No, that was Bill Burr.
That still makes me laugh. I think I'm just going to keep pulling random crap out of my head that he said, thinking it was from somewhere else.
I thought you were having this own your own epiphany, but like, listen to this funny thing I just thought of.
Cancel Charlie Brown.
So yeah, that's what I did today, and it was tough. It was hard.
How long did it take you to think of what you were going to do today?
Noon.
Noon?
Yeah.
How many hours of consciousness?
Two? Yeah, two. I watched a little bit of Tim. Then I went, I don't want to be watching this. I need to do something productive. So watching movies.
I watched movies and took notes.
I mean, I thought I was going to have to watch like 18 movies to get ready for this. Turns out I didn't. I just needed two. So
you started binging hardcore. Like, what would have happened if you didn't find out that the continuity wasn't there?
I would have gotten, I mean, I would have did what I did today, and I would have stopped at 5 o'clock to get the pizza, come here, recorded, and then I would have gone home and continued watching.
So are you not going to watch any more Halloween movies until the new one comes out?
I don't have any reason to.
But you, are you sure there's no continuity?
I mean, according to the spreadsheet that I saw online, there isn't. But I'm counting the second one in, and I'll explain that on that episode. And I'm going to make Joey watch that one without telling him that it's not part of continuity. because I feel that there is a good argument to say that it is part of continuity. And so I'm glad I watched two, but four was not necessary. And three, I'll tell you what three is about. I didn't watch it, but I've like heard over the years.
This can be practice. Give me the best synopsis you can in five words.
It's about a TV. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about the five words part. Halloween TV show in the background.
That's six words.
TV show? Oh, wait. No, wait. TV show in the background.
So it's just like...
So the movie is about a TV show of witches, three sisters that do witchy things. And
like the Scooby-Doo witches, the Hex Girls?
Yeah, basically. But there's the only thing that they are related to is in one of the movies or something like that. It's on the TV in the background, and they made a full movie about that. And so it has, it doesn't have Michael Myers in it. It doesn't have Laurie Strode. It's own thing, but it's got the title of Halloween 3. That's it.
Same producer, I guess.
Yeah. So I just, I knew that about it. So I knew to skip it. And that's why I went to 4, which is also called The Return of Michael Myers. Because Halloween 3 doesn't have him.
Is 3 still scary? It doesn't sound scary.
Probably, but you're also thinking it's Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you're right. I am thinking it's Scooby-Doo. That Scooby-Doo scared me a little bit.
I'll say that none of the Halloweens thus far are scary.
When they were being chased by the witch through that little carnival, that was scary.
Are you thinking...
Scooby-Doo in Australia. That's where the Hex Girls are.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of. Is that... No, that's... I was about to ask if that's the Chupacabra episode.
No, that's the same disc, though.
Yeah. They're in that one, right, too? The Chupacabra one?
I don't think so. They are. I think they make an appearance. Concert. Yeah.
Yeah. They're also in the Salem Witch Trial one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Maybe I have. What's it about, other than Salem and witches?
Well, to skip those words makes it tough to describe the episode. Scooby-Doo and the crew are in New England. I won't say the specific town they're in. And there's a burning of a certain type of female. And
I don't think I've seen it. They're in Salem burning witches. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty good one, actually. I recommend it's a definite Halloween episode. Movie. It's a movie.
I think the one that I have seen the most from my childhood is the Globetrotters one that was a mix between that and the Kabuki Theater, where the Kabuki guy is trying to scare everyone out of town so they come back to the theater.
I don't know that one. The Globetrotters are in a lot of Scooby-Doo's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There's not much else to describe.
Okay.
And that one, basically, the Globetrotters are stealing the show or something, so they try and the Kabuki guy tries to scare him away, and they end up catching him, and he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Yeah.
And that dog, too.
Yeah. I don't know how to do a transition. So this is a safe space, right?
Sure.
Like, we're going to walk out of here. You're not going to, you know, think of me differently.
No.
All right. So the other day, I got done with my run and my workout, came home, and I took a bath. And not just took a bath, I lit a candle, you know, and I turned off the lights. I listened to a podcast, and I gave it my darndest.
Sounds very relaxing.
It fucking sucked. It was awful. I don't know if it's because I'm 6'1 in a 2-foot tub.
Just don't fit in the tub.
Tub shower. where I don't have very much water or heat you know, the heating tank's not very big.
Water didn't get hot enough to fill the tub.
It wasn't at that like warming, like soothing temperature. It was just at like a...
You were sitting in lukewarm soup.
It was basically just barely above lukewarm temp. And I'm like trying to maneuver myself in this 2-foot tub, trying to get comfortable. I gave it a half an hour and I got out. I was frustrated.
Wow, you gave it way more time than I would have. If that was what was happening to me, it probably would have been about 5 minutes. And I'd be like,
no, see, like I needed to commit. I was like, I have to give this a fair shot. I listened to an entire half an hour episode of Taste Buds and it was over. And I'm like, I'm fucking done. This is stupid. I'm not relaxed in the slightest.
Baths are dumb. It's human soup.
Yeah. I was so uncomfortable. It was... I felt like inside I was uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't like that I'm doing this. This is stupid.
I don't particularly enjoy baths. Never really have.
I feel like I got to give a bath or take a bath once a year, you know, just to give it a reshot.
So maybe it'll be better this time.
I think I was spoiled as a child because my parents had a jacuzzi tub.
Okay.
And with like a nice water heater.
Yeah, you're definitely spoiled.
Yeah. And so, like, that's my idea. That's what a bath is, not these tub showers.
If you had the option, would you have a sauna in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We always had the option. Wet or dry sauna?
I've never been in a sauna.
Oh, really?
I just really like the idea of them. I don't get showering at the gym. Like, you're on your way home. Just wait a little longer.
Shower at home.
Yeah.
I get it. Like if you're working out in the morning and got to go to work. But if you're working out after work and then going home, go shower at home.
Yeah.
I also get it. I always showered in the locker room after baseball because we had to pay for our water bill.
Yep.
And so I think there was maybe 10 showers taken in our house all year. And I'm pretty sure all of them were me because my allergies are so bad in the spring. But yeah, those are the only two reasons. If for some reason you are afraid of paying your water bill or you work out before work.
I mean, I worked out or I showered at school all the time, but like I was the only one in the athletic gyms during the school workouts. So
you just gave me a major flashback to showering after 6 a.m. baseball practice with all the baseball players. And the reason that there was no paper towels in that bathroom for the entirety of our junior and senior year is because the janitor walked in on Jared Davidson butt-ass naked drying himself off with all the towels. And he pulled out of the towel rack and he just looked at him and shook his head and walked out. And it was the funniest shit.
Penis.
Oh, good times.
And on that note, we should sign off. This has been an hour long episode, close to, and you know, gotta go out on a high. That is Jared Davidson butt ass naked.
Jared Davidson's cock flapping in the wind with some paper towels drying him off.
And if you have any business inquiries, you can email us at justforbuds@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Just Buds Official.
Follow us on Twitter, Jack_and_Jeff.
We have an Instagram. If you search Just Buds, I'm sure we're the only one.
I believe it's Just Buds Podcast.
Just Buds Podcast.
Follow us on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button on iTunes. Leave 5-star reviews. Everything is appreciated.
Say something nice to us.
Yeah, if you have a 1-star review, just pocket it.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Subscribe. We're everywhere. If you can't find us on a platform that you like, let us know. We'll get there.
Yep. Well, I mean, we're on all the platforms we're going to be on.
I could get us on more platforms. I just don't know there's more platforms.
I mean, Anchor does all of our work.
Anchor does work for the platforms that Anchor partners with.
Yeah. Speaking of Anchor, our Anchor homepage is anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast.
That is correct.
And if that is too long of a URL for you to type out, which I understand, it is in the description of every episode if you click the See More button.
And you can see more butts.
You can go ahead and click on that See More.
I think that's
that everything?
Oh, Thanks, Tanner. We enjoy your unending money. Support. Bummer we didn't get to see you this weekend, but we'll see you next time you come down, maybe.
And remember, guys, everything's simple with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff.
Signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.